Good morning, the Exotics Vet. This is Kiri speaking.
My name's Rebecca. I just have a question about my snake. Do you have a moment?
Yes, certainly.
Yeah, okay, cool. So I got a children's python, a male children's python from the RSPCA about August last year.
Yeah.
My first snake. And the last time I fed him was 13th of April. And I've been trying to feed him pretty much every 10 days and he's just not taking it. And I don't know if I need to bring him in or if it's normal because it's winter. Like, I haven't been through a winter with him before, so don't know if I should be worrying yet or...
Certainly. What's the temperature in his enclosure?
I've left the heat on 24/7. So at the moment it's 23 on one side and 28 on the other.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Not a problem. 28. Okay. And has he had a health check done before since you've had him?
Not since I've had him, no. He was healthy. The RSPCA obviously checked him and he was healthy when I got him.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I haven't had him checked since I got him.
Yeah. Like, I would definitely recommend a checkup just to rule out that there isn't anything underlying that, that could potentially be causing him to not want to eat.
Okay.
We can also check to make sure his enclosure set up and everything like that is going okay. If he happens
cool.
to walk past a fresh fecal sample, bring that along as well and we'll check to make sure there's no parasites or anything like that in the feces that might
okay.
cause him to not want to eat. So that would be the first point of call.
He hasn't been pooping in a while. Like, he's been weeing.
But if he's not eating, has he eaten, like, when he had his last feed, did he defecate after that feed?
Yeah.
Okay.
He did, but he just hasn't eaten since then, no matter how much I try.
Yeah. So, yeah, I definitely would recommend getting him checked out just to make sure that he's in good health and there's nothing
mm-hmm.
underlying that could be causing him to be not wanting to eat.
Okay.
Our next availability wouldn't be until tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, it would be next week.
Okay. I can't do tomorrow, unfortunately. What have you got next week?
Yeah, is there any days that you are wanting or just the next available?
I work from home, so I could probably do any day except Thursday, and I can just bring him through on my lunch or something, so any whatever day except Thursday.
Yeah, sure. I could do a 10 past 11 on a Monday. Does that suit?
Yep.
Okay, and we obviously haven't seen you here before?
No.
No? Okay, I'll just grab some details so I can get... make that appointment for you. What's your first name?
Rebecca, R-E-B-E-H-K-A.
So R-E-B-E-H-K-A, was it?
Yeah, that's right.
And your surname?
Robinson.
Is it R-O-B-I-N?
Yes, S-O-N, yep.
Excellent. And your email address?
It'll be my first name, R-E-B-E-H-K-A underscore Robinson at hotmail.com.
And your best contact number, is it the one that you're calling on now?
Yeah. Thank you.
And your address there, Rebecca?
61 Ash Place. M-O-N-A-S-H, place Fitzgibbon, F-I-T-Z-G-I-B-B-O-N.
And sorry, I didn't catch the number.
Oh, six.
Number six. Six Monash Place, Fitzgibbon, was it?
Yep.
And what was the postcode, sorry?
4018.
And does this snake have a name?
Yeah, his name is Biggie Smalls. Sorry, so embarrassing.
We've actually got quite a few on our records with that name, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, it's not just me.
And a male, you said? He's a male?
Yeah.
Yeah, and how old is he approximately? Do you know?
actually don't know. The RSPCA didn't know. So I believe he's fully grown. He's over a meter. So.
Okay, so you was but yeah, pretty much that big.
Unfortunately.
When you got him.
Yeah, I don't think he's grown since, but yeah, unfortunately they didn't know.
I'll pop him in as two, so just in case. And you said he's a children's python, wasn't he?
Yeah, Cross Timpson.
Okay, well, I'll pop you in at 10 past 11 on Monday the 14th there to have a look. If he happens to go to the toilet between now and then, I doubt it, but if he does, just pop it into a Ziploc bag and as long as it stays moist, we'll be able to have a look at it. If not, when he does eat and defecate, just bring that sample in. That'll be included in the health check here that we're doing. I will send you a questionnaire as well to the email that you just provided. That'll just give us a little bit of insight as to his husbandry, his what he eats and things like that, just for our own records. Got you all booked in at 10 past 11.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. See you then.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.